knowledge management systems are always obsolete. Agents can fix that. Every enterprise has a knowledge management problem, and everyone knows it. Confluence pages that were last updated 18 months ago. Internal wikis where three different articles describe the same process, each slightly differently. None of them current. Runbooks that reference infrastructure that was decommissioned two migrations ago. The knowledge exists somewhere in the organization, in people's heads, in Slack threads, in postmortems that no one reads twice, but the system of record is perpetually behind reality. The reason is simple. Maintaining the knowledge base is no one's primary job. Everyone agrees that documentation matters, and everyone deprioritizes it when deadlines approach. New knowledge gets added sporadically. Old knowledge almost never gets removed, because the person adding the new entry does not always know what is now obsolete elsewhere. The result is a knowledge base that grows without improving, accumulating volume, but losing signal-to-noise ratio over time. AI agents can break this cycle. Give agents access to a shared memory layer, and they will diligently maintain it as a natural byproduct of their work. An agent that discovers a new deployment pattern while implementing a feature can record that knowledge immediately, in the moment, with full context. An agent that encounters outdated guidance and works around it can flag the discrepancy. Agents do not need to context switch the way humans do. They do not forget to update the wiki because they were busy with the sprint. Knowledge maintenance becomes a continuous, automatic process rather than a periodic chore that never quite gets done. This is the opportunity. For the first time, we can have a knowledge base that keeps pace with reality. As enterprises move toward agentic workflows, shared memory becomes the next generation of knowledge management. A system designed for agents as the primary producers and consumers of knowledge, with dashboards and control surfaces providing observability for humans. But this only works if the infrastructure meets enterprise requirements. A memory system that demos well for a single developer won't pass its enterprise architecture review. The gap between "works on my machine" and "approved by InfoSec" is non-trivial. Here is what it takes. Identity and access control that fits your existing stack. Enterprise IT does not adopt systems that require a separate identity plane. Authentication needs to integrate with existing providers, SSO, Identity Federation, service accounts for agent-to-agent communication. Authorization needs to be granular and familiar. Role-based or attribute-based access control that maps onto the organization's existing permission model, managed through the same tooling that governs everything else. For shared memory, this is more demanding than for a typical SaaS tool. The system is not just storing data, it is making knowledge available to autonomous agents that act on it. An agent with access to the wrong memory scope can propagate incorrect or sensitive knowledge across the organization at machine speed. The access control model must be tight, auditable, and consistent with the organization's broader security posture. In Spark, we support SSO integration and hierarchical memory networks where access boundaries map onto organizational structure, teams, departments, projects, with read access inherited upward and write access constrained to the most specific scope. The goal is that an enterprise's existing org chart becomes the authorization model for its knowledge without requiring a parallel governance structure. Knowledge scoping and isolation. Related to access control but distinct, enterprises need boundaries around what knowledge gets shared and with whom. A trading desk's memory should not leak into the compliance team's retrieval set, even within the same organization. A client engagement's proprietary context should be isolated from other engagements. This is the multi-tenancy problem applied to knowledge. Most agentic memory solutions are single scope. Everything goes into one pool. That works for an individual developer. It is a non-starter for an enterprise with dozens of teams, regulatory boundaries between business units, and client confidentiality obligations. Spark's memory network hierarchy provides this isolation. Each network is a self-contained knowledge store with its own trust model, and networks can be arranged in parent-child relationships for controlled sharing. A team memory can draw from its department memory, which draws from the organization memory, but knowledge never flows in the other direction without explicit configuration. The architecture ensures that knowledge is shared deliberately, never accidentally. Human oversight, from review gates to full automation. Different organizations and different knowledge types within the same organization require different levels of human oversight. Some teams want every piece of agent-generated knowledge reviewed before it enters the shared memory. Others are comfortable with fully automated knowledge creation, relying on the system's quality controls to filter out noise. Most will want a mix: automated promotion for low-risk operational knowledge, human review gates for anything touching compliance, security, or architectural decisions. A memory system that only supports one model, either fully manual or fully automated, fails to match the diversity of enterprise governance requirements. The infrastructure needs to support a spectrum, ideally configurable per knowledge type or per memory scope, so that the level of human involvement matches the risk profile of the knowledge being managed. In Spark, knowledge ingestion includes automated quality filtering at the input stage. Beyond that, our autonomous memory operations continuously curate and improve the knowledge base, synthesizing general principles from clusters of related observations, detecting and resolving contradictions, removing stale or low-value entries, deduplicating equivalent knowledge expressed in different terms. These are analytical processes that run against the knowledge base without human intervention, and they are what prevent the knowledge base from degrading over time the way traditional KMS systems do. For enterprise customers who require tighter control, these automated processes can operate behind review gates, where candidate changes are surfaced for human approval before being committed. The key design principle is that automation handles the heavy lifting of identifying what needs to change, while humans retain the ability to approve or reject those changes at whatever granularity the organization requires. Provenance, lineage, and audit trails. In a regulated enterprise, the agent said so is insufficient. Every piece of knowledge needs to be traceable. Who contributed it, when, from what context, and what evidence supports it. For knowledge that was derived from other knowledge, such as synthesized principles, resolved contradictions, merged duplicates, the derivation chain needs to be transparent and inspectable. This is provenance and lineage, and it serves three audiences. Engineers use it to debug bad recommendations. Was the problem a weak source insight, a flawed synthesis, or correct knowledge applied in the wrong context? Administrators use it for oversight and compliance, demonstrating to auditors that the knowledge driving agent behavior has a documented, reviewable origin. And the system itself uses it internally, feeding lineage data back into trust scoring and quality monitoring. Without provenance, a shared memory is a black box. Knowledge appears, influences agent behavior, and cannot be explained or challenged. With provenance, every recommendation the system makes can be traced back to its roots. This is the difference between a system that enterprises tolerate and a system they trust. Data residency and sovereignty. Enterprise knowledge has geography, GDPR, sector-specific regulations, and emerging AI-specific rules all impose constraints on where data can be stored and processed. For shared memory, this question has an additional dimension. If an agent in the UK learns something and an agent in the US retrieves it, where did the processing happen? Multi-region deployment is a prerequisite, but the harder problem is ensuring that knowledge residency policies are enforced at the knowledge level, not just the infrastructure level. Spark supports dedicated deployment models, both private tenant, hosted by Memco, and on-premises deployment within the customer's own infrastructure. Precisely because data residency requirements vary significantly across industries and jurisdictions. Both models expose the same interface, so migration between them requires no changes to agent integration code. The stakes are compounding. The enterprises that get agentic memory right early will compound advantages that are difficult to replicate later. Knowledge is cumulative. Every week of agent activity adds to the institutional memory, and that memory makes every subsequent agent interaction more effective. Starting 6 months later means 6 months less accumulated knowledge, 6 months less trust calibration, 6 months less pattern discovery across teams. But the compounding only works if the foundation is sound. A memory system must be able to enforce access boundaries, explain where its knowledge came from, and operate within regulatory constraints. Otherwise, that system becomes a liability rather than an asset as it scales. The enterprise requirements described above are not obstacles to adoption. They are the conditions under which shared agentic memory can deliver its full value. The infrastructure decisions being made now determine whether agentic knowledge becomes an organizational advantage or an ungoverned risk. We built Spark to be the foundation that makes the first outcome possible. If you want to give your agents a memory that learns from the collective experience of your team and that meets the requirements your enterprise demands, get in touch.